The mayor of the Foundation brushed futilely at the picket fence of hair that rimmed his skull. He sighed. The years that we have wasted. The chances we have thrown away. I make no recriminations, Dr. Durrell, but we deserve defeat. Durrell said quietly, I see no reason for lack of confidence in events, sir. Lack of confidence? Lack of confidence? By the galaxy, Dr. Durrell, on what would you base any other attitude? Come here. He half-led, half-forced Durrell toward the limpid ovoid cradled gracefully on its tiny force-field support. At a touch of the mayor's hand, it glowed within, an accurate, three-dimensional model of the galactic double spiral. In yellow, said the mayor excitedly, we have that region of space under Foundation control. In red, that under Calgan. What Durrell saw was a crimson sphere resting within a stretching yellow fist that surrounded it on all sides, but that toward the center of the galaxy. Galactography, said the mayor, is our greatest enemy. Our admirals make no secret of our almost hopeless strategic position. Observe. The enemy has inner lines of communication. He is concentrated, can meet us on all sides with equal ease. He can defend himself with minimum force. We are expanded. The average distance between inhabited systems within the Foundation is nearly three times that within Calgan. To go from Santani to Locris, for instance, is a voyage of 2,500 parsecs for us, but only 800 parsecs for them, if we remain within our respective territories. Durrell said, I understand all that, sir. And you do not understand that it may mean defeat. There is more than distance to war. I say we cannot lose. It is quite impossible. And why do you say that? Because of my own interpretation of the Selden plan. Oh. The mayor's lips twisted, and the hands behind his back flapped one within the other. Then you rely, too, on the mystical help of the Second Foundation. No. Merely on the help of inevitability, and of courage and persistence. And yet, behind his easy confidence, he wondered, what if? Well, what if Anthor were right and Calgan were a direct tool of the mental wizards? What if it was their purpose to defeat and destroy the Foundation? No. It made no sense. And yet, he smiled bitterly. Always the same. Always that peering and peering through the opaque granite which, to the enemy, was so transparent.